Federal Trade Commission to Explore Deceptive Trade Practices and Sex Changes for Minors. By Catherine Hamilton on July 7, 2025. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, is hosting a workshop this week focusing on unfair and deceptive trade practices in so-called gender-affirming care for minors. The workshop, to be held on Wednesday in Washington, D.C., is called The Dangers of Gender-Affirming Care for Minors, and will include presentations from detransitioners and their families, doctors, medical ethicists, and whistleblowers. Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act gives the FTC broad authority to protect consumers from unfair or deceptive acts or practices. This authority could be implicated if there is evidence that medical professionals or others omitted warnings about the risks or made false or unsupported claims about the benefits and effectiveness of gender-affirming care for minors, the FTC said in a press release about the event. The workshop will help the FTC to understand whether consumers are being or have been exposed to false or unsupported claims about gender-affirming care and to gauge the harms consumers may be experiencing, the agency continued. The workshop comes after President Donald Trump signed an executive order in January ending the federal government's previous support of sex-mutilating drugs and surgeries for minors as a supposed treatment for gender dysphoria. The FTC is also convening just a few weeks after the Supreme Court upheld Tennessee's law banning sex change drugs and surgeries for minors, essentially enabling other states to do the same. Gender-affirming care is a left-wing euphemism for grotesque surgeries and drugs used for the supposed purpose of aligning an individual's body with their self-proclaimed gender identity. The side effects of sex change drugs and procedures can be severe, including irreversible mutilation and infertility. Some of these so-called treatments include double mastectomies, the removal of healthy breasts, female and male genital mutilation and removal, facial feminization and masculinization, hormone treatments, and puberty blockers that can cause chemical sterilization. Puberty blockers can also have long-term impact on bone growth, bone density, and growth spurts, according to Mayo Clinic. Many people who have undergone these sex change drugs and procedures as minors and later decided to reverse course, called detransitioners, have begun speaking out about the irreversible physical damage and mental torment they have experienced. The top-down push for minors to obtain sex-mutilating drugs and surgeries under the misleading moniker gender-affirming care is promulgated by academia, large hospitals, and major medical organizations. The Biden administration aggressively pushed for minors to have access to sex change drugs and surgeries. Transgender activists frequently claim such sex-mutilating drugs and procedures for confused minors help reduce suicides and improve mental health. Dubious claims which increasingly appear untrue as more studies and data come to light. These concerns are compounded by reports of politics influencing the world of gender medicine. For example, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, PATH, a leading transgender healthcare organization that advocates for no age limits on sex changes and whose guidance influences major hospitals and health organizations, has been caught in several public scandals, including a leaked internal meeting in which an endocrinologist admitted that discussing long-term potential for infertility with a 14-year-old is like talking to a blank wall, and a pressure campaign from the Biden administration to remove age requirements for sex change surgeries. Other research has indicated that a majority of children who are confused about their sex grow out of that feeling by the time they become adults. European countries that pushed sex change drugs and surgeries for minors before the United States are notably reversing course over concerns about long-term impacts. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.